Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Our goals of cardiac resuscitation is to keep the patient's brain and vital organs oxygenated as best we can with high-quality CPR until the heart can resume pumping on its own. If while doing good CPR, the CPR coach or another team member notices a sudden jump in the CO2 waveform, let's say above 30 millimeters of mercury, a pulse should be checked at the conclusion of the current compression cycle. If the patient has a carotid pulse, that is great. We have return of spontaneous circulation, or ROSC. At this point, the patient must be assessed. What is their heart rate, blood pressure, and O2 sats, for example? Does the patient have any attempts at spontaneous respirations? Ideally, we'd like the patient's heart rate between 60 and 100 and a blood pressure of at least 90 systolic or a mean arterial pressure above 65. This may be accomplished by ensuring an adequate airway, giving IV fluids and medications such as atropine, dopamine, or epinephrine drip, depending on the patient's condition. We should attempt to keep the patient's O2 sats between 92 and 98% and ETCO2 between 35 and 45 millimeters of mercury. If the patient is intubated, just give these orders to the respiratory therapist and let them manage that. Small changes to tidal volumes or O2 concentrations and ventilation rates can have dramatic effects. So make small changes from the 10 breaths a minute with 500 ml tidal volumes and monitor the patient closely if you're the one making these changes. Once we've stabilized the patient's heart rate and blood pressure, what is their Glasgow Coma Scale or level of consciousness? If the patient is awake and responding to verbal stimuli, that is awesome. Get them to cardiology consult and to the cath lab if they're having a STEMI or to the ICU for close monitoring as soon as possible. If the patient is comatose or doesn't respond to verbal stimuli, targeted temperature management is indicated. Using whatever device or method is preferred by your organization, we should try to maintain a patient's core temperature between 32 and 36 degrees centigrade for 24 hours. Cooling should be started as soon as possible if the patient won't follow commands. A CT and an MRI can be done while the patient is being cooled. There are many theories about why cooling improves outcome, but one thing is clear. Cooling patients early reduces cerebral damage, giving patients a better chance of being discharged home with a normal life. I hope that you found today's tip on targeted temperature management helpful. Be sure to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast app or voice device for a new tip 6 days a week. Thanks for listening, and best of luck with your upcoming class.